Welcome back to Weekend. Finally, when the coming-of-age movie Juno made Elliot Page a star, the strain of hiding who he was almost forced him to quit acting. Coming out twice, he tells Simon Haddonstone, first as gay, then as trans, saved his life. Read by Cloud Quinn.
Elliot Page's memoir is called Page Boy. At its heart is the story of his transitioning from an Oscar-nominated actress, best known for the wonderful coming-of-age comedy drama Juno, to one of the world's most high-profile trans men. He writes rather beautifully about gender dysphoria, top surgery, and finally finding himself. But the book is so much more than a tale of transition. Page Boy is a modern-day Hollywood Babylon, written by a sensitive soul rather than a scandal monger. Page depicts a film industry even more rancid than we may have suspected. This is a world where it's not only the Harvey Weinsteins at the top of the pyramid who get to abuse the young and powerless. Just about everybody seems to have a go. It's a world where most people appear to be closeted in one way or another, a world where more acting is done offset than on. It's also a love story. Sometimes unrequited, usually closeted, of course, and occasionally full on. Throughout, Paige is looking for love. There are a dizzying number of blink-and-you-miss-them relationships, often with famous people, some named, some anonymized. He's looking for love from women he's infatuated with, his parents, and ultimately himself. For most of his life, the last has been the greatest struggle. Page is now 36. He always looked young for his age. Today he's dressed all in black, cap, hoodie, glasses, and cargo pants, and could pass for mid-20s. He's zooming from home in Toronto, and unsurprisingly is a little anxious about the book. I'm nervous, but grateful for the opportunity to have written it. Unlike most celebrities' books, there is no ghost involved. These are all his words, and it's important to him that they are.